Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, back-to-back losses, a big one against Concordia, and then a close one over the weekend to Michigan Tech. It was a long road trip, but nonetheless, that's what the last week had in store. After the week and having the long trip back from Michigan, you know, what were your thoughts from the week that you guys just had?
Coming right off this loss, obviously Michigan Tech, that's a disappointing one just because it, you know, we had it. Mm-hmm. It felt like things were going in our favor, and it was a game to lose, and we lost it. So, disappointment in that realm. I think Concordia is one of those games, like, I'd rather never look back at and speak on again, to be truthful. What we were looking for, I guess, in the Michigan Tech game was just that we need to see improvement. We need to see, different competitiveness level. And from that standpoint, we absolutely saw that. We saw that the team that showed up in Concordia is not who we are and not who we will be. But, unfortunately, the Tech game, we let kind of get away from us.
So. Mm-hmm. So we'll focus on the Tech game then. What is
Thank
it
you.
That... In that second half versus the first half, is it as simple as the bucket had a lid on it, or what were your takeaways from that different half standpoint?
No, definitely not. I mean, we actually scored enough points to win the game. We gave up 48 points in the second half, so that's where you lose the game right there. When we're playing well, we're going to give that up in a game. And so it was a combination of things, but I mean, I know we talked last week on this one. Rebounding is a major issue for us. Mm-hmm. We forced them into take some difficult shots at times, and they made some difficult shots. But we struggled to finish plays. They had 18 points off a second chance. So rebounding is kind of our glaring hole, which I was afraid of coming into this. And so now it's what's the answer? Something that I got to change up on my end of things, or rotationally, someone else got to be on the floor to help us get that done. I'm not sure. That's something that we're evaluating this week. But rebounding, is kind of our Achilles heel right now.
Well, on the positive sense of rebounding, you guys did find a way to get the offensive board. So where is the difference if you've seen anything in the tape that you've watched to where you can get the offensive rebounds, but it's stopping it on the other end that you guys are having to struggle with?
Yeah, we've got some guards that pursue. Our guards are offensive rebounding. We've got a couple of kids, but on the defensive side of the ball, we have some disadvantages right at the rim. Mm. So, the offensive rebounds that we can get, we can outrun people for, work people for on that end. But when it comes down to it, all the offensive rebounds that we struggled to get were the ones right by the rim. A shot that, we had forced someone into a difficult shot, but unfortunately couldn't, they get their own rebound, they put it back in. So, it's right by the rim that we've got some issues there.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, you talk about the defense and rebounding being a big issue, but you did sort of lose that high efficiency in terms of the shot making in that second half. Not greatly, but it was noticeably different, I suppose. It's a make or miss game, we know that, but are you okay? Are you happy? Are you pleased with the shot selection and the way the offense is working over the last two losses that you've had?
No, you're kind of touching another subject that we're kind of big on right now, but we actually approach this game with just taking good shots, and we have a scoring system for what types of shots we got, and we definitely took a few too many, what we would call ones or threes when we want nines or sevens, so we took too many highly contested shots at the rim when we've got to find something better, for sure. So, no, I mean, I think I just kind of looked into that and read something on that. What the number one reason teams are successful is that they have high shot selection. So that's something that I at least like to look at, because the rebounding thing, there is some controllables there for sure, but there are some that I'm not sure how much we can control it at times. But with the shot selection, that's absolutely something that we can fix. Mm-hmm. So that will be something that we highlight for the week, that's for sure.
One question that I had, I've been watching a lot of college basketball, men's and women's, and at the D1 level, of course, and they start talking about this thing that I don't think I've really ever heard of, and it's called this, we need to get kills. We need to get kills defensively. Is that something that you've heard of and have sort of trying to integrate into the defensive scheme, and a kill is where you get three stops in a row defensively? I don't think I've ever heard that term anymore. Is that something new?
Nope. We've been doing that for years. Unfortunately, we haven't been getting a ton of kills, but when we were, if I look back 6-8 years ago, we were a team that was getting killed. You basically say you can get 7 kills in a game and you have the highest percentage of winning the game. So 7 times you get 3 stops in a row, obviously makes sense.
Right.
So, it's something that we talk about. We've got someone on our bench charting kills. Unfortunately, it's something that we got to take more pride in. You know, once we get to that second one, is we just need to finish out one more possession and then we will, you know, give, honestly, it's, we usually give up an old board put back at this point is kind of what it's looking like. So yeah, no,
it's almost like that's like analytical. Is that the way you sort of look at it?
Yeah. I mean, that one I think is obviously simple. The more stops you get, if they don't score, the higher likelihood that you win the game. There is, I don't know, someone came up with it everything's analytical at this point.
Right.
There's no doubt. So I have no doubt that somebody has looked into it, but at the same time, I don't know what, if you get one stop and, if it doesn't turn out 3 in a row, I'm not sure that it is. That's what's the most valuable thing.
It is very obvious. Just don't let him score the ball and good things will happen. So yeah. I understand that.
You can put me in there. Yeah, I'm an analytic genius.
moving on here, you got your first full NSIC road trip coming up this weekend, Augustana, Wayne State. Always are close games. Augustana has proved to be a perennial competitor. Wayne State has had a couple of tough years, but what's the message this week in practice as you embark on that first full NSIC weekend?
Yeah, I mean, once again, it's just get better, and that's where at least I can look at this Michigan Tech game. I am not pleased with, you know, the result in the second half and by any means, but I can watch this film and I can see that we have gotten better. You know, it's how many games are we in here? Seven games into the season. And yeah, it's we got to be playing the best basketball by January, February. And I saw a different team on the floor last night. Is it two? Yeah, geez. Mm-hmm. Time goes quick here, but it just get better. So I mean, we'd love to come home with something here when we head there, but we have to just keep getting better, and we need to find a couple more pieces to our puzzle yet. But I definitely saw some improvement that looks like a team that is can win some games.
In terms of the scouting of Augustana and Wayne State, what are some focuses that you're looking at throughout practice this week and for those games this weekend?
Yeah, well, Augie has a whole new roster, so that one's going to be just it's different. The whole new roster, new coach, new system. It's brand new, so I've got to look into it. I know that they're picking up a little bit more pressure and pressing, which is unique for our league. Not a lot of teams do that. We have seen some though in our non-conference games, so that's something that we should already be somewhat prepared for. But they're a unique one. I'm not sure. I honestly I'm not familiar with a lot of their players. They're from junior colleges and stuff, that some places that I am, you know, usually in the recruiting, when there's a team in the NSIC, it's somebody that we've watched in recruiting 1,000 times. I know who they are, and Augie's going to put some different faces out there that I've never seen. And Wayne is going to be kind of similar to what they have been in the past, it looks like, and they are always, you know, they were a team last year that was right there. They almost won every game, it seemed, but just kind of fell short, and that's kind of where they're at. And I have no doubt they've got some, those kids are returning and now they have another year under their belt, and that'll be a tough one for sure.
Do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage for a team like Augustana, where they completely wipe the slate clean and it's completely new, for your perspective at least?
Oh man, I mean, in our league, I think, I mean, junior seniors win. Veterans that have been in this league, at least on the women's side, I think that's turning on the men's side for sure. They are a more transfer heavy world on that side of the thing. But in our league, the older you are, and the more experience you've got in the NSIC, you tend to be better. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how that's going to fare for them, but I wouldn't imagine that they will go through their struggles just as anybody would, being new to the league.
Understandable. That's head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Appreciate the time as always, and good luck at practice this week, and good luck on the road trip this weekend, Coach.
Thank you very much.